Phone Boy Speaks, episode 519, 9 hours in Australia.
I am sitting on a park bench in Melbourne, Australia, actually at the corner of Collins Street and Harbour Esplanade. And, I actually landed in Sydney this morning at about 6 a.m. I got to my hotel in Melbourne probably about 11 this morning, and it's roughly 3 p.m. as I'm recording this. You know, it's about 19 degrees Celsius, about 66 degrees Fahrenheit. Yeah, partly cloudy. It's a nice day. So I did a little bit of walking around because, I needed something to do. It's Sunday. And, of course, who knows? It'll be maybe Tuesday by the time this comes out in the U.S. I've forgotten how far ahead I've recorded. But I always like to do a podcast from out and about when I'm traveling. And so and this is the first time I've been to Australia. And so, but I figured one of the ways to learn about a place is to walk around it. And Melbourne is, it seems like a mix of old and new in the city. There's definitely a lot of skyscrapers, and there's a lot of cranes building stuff. And there's a lot of old buildings also, at least in the parts I walked. Did learn some interesting stuff that I didn't know before. Number one, that was actually when I came into Sydney. Apparently, you don't clear customs in Sydney if you're going to Melbourne. You clear customs in Melbourne, but I still had to go through security again. And what I apparently learned is that you cannot opt out of the slave scanner, as I refer to it. It's the little machine, the back scanner machine or whatever. And so I didn't really feel like putting up a fuss. I said, fine, I'll go. And I asked if I could opt out, and they told me no. I said, okay, fine, I'll go through it. And I didn't feel like putting up a fuss, and they still patted me down anyway, because apparently the machine found something that didn't exist on me. So let's just say I'm definitely even more more opposed to those machines. This is why I got a global entry in the U.S. so that I don't have to go through those machines, or I don't have to opt out of even going through those machines. But anyway, that's not necessarily what I've learned about Australia. So what have I learned in about Australia? Well, I don't know, at least Melbourne, it just seems like any other city. I walked around, there was definitely, performance art, people playing music on the street, a lot of walking around, hustle and bustle in the central business district. Anyway, I decided I'd move a little farther out of the district in order to get some, get a little bit of quiet. And, I wanted to actually go out to the harbor, which is where I'm trying to walk now, but I've been walking around a bit, so I figured I would take a break. Of course, one of the reasons I'm walking rather than riding around is because I want to stay awake. So, it's a huge time difference, but I learned, I guess even when I give somebody the address for someplace, they can still take me to the wrong place. Fortunately, the place for my hotel was only a couple blocks away, and I fired up Nokia Here Maps on my Lumia 520 with an Optus SIM, and hey, it worked pretty well. So, there you go for that. I've also learned a quarter pounder in Australia tastes about the same as it does in the U.S. Just costs a little bit more. I've also learned that the continual reminder that American culture has sort of spread all over the place. So aside from the aforementioned McDonald's, I've seen KFC, I've seen Starbucks, I've seen 7-Eleven. Heck, I bought a coffee in a 7-Eleven and used an ATM in a 7-Eleven. And apparently it's very easy to find SIM refills in 7-Elevens and other places. I had no idea. And the other thing I learned is in my apartment that I have here in Melbourne, there's a apparently they sell machines that wash and dry in the same machine, which was a good thing because I actually I didn't have quite enough clean clothes with me, so I was going to have to put stuff in the laundry. And when I found that my apartment had a washer and dryer that was built into the same machine, I'll have to see how it worked when I get back to the apartment. I'm sure I'll think of a few other things. As I'm going to be in Australia for about 8 days. I go home next Sunday. I will have gone back to Sydney by then, but I'm sure I will find some other places to go. And apparently, I guess the other thing I learned is that that my apartments are actually right next to an ABC broadcast facility. And for those of you who are not from Australia, ABC has a different meaning here. It's the Australian Broadcasting Company. So, well, anyway, that was just kind of one of those things. I stare at my window and go, oh, there's the ABC. Okay. they had their satellite dishes beaming into the sky. So, well, you know, I'm sure I'll come up with other things. And, well, I'll have some tech topics, I'm sure, that come up from being in Australia. Maybe, maybe not. Or maybe I'll just do the normal tech douchebag things I do. But anyway, I will catch you next time, whenever that is.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.